Amen. To the book of 1 Kings. And we're going to look at, let's look at chapter 18. And we're gonna hang out around. Let's go to verse 21. Verse 21. When you find it, say amen. Amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. 1 Kings, that's Old Testament. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 21. Oh, this is a good one, y'all. Amen. We're going to let everybody get settled. Amen. I'm going to get you on that timing, Brother Riggs. I think he's sitting in the car till I get up to preach. That's good news. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 21. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 21 says, "And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? Ooh. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word." Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. You may be seated. Now, before you get too comfortable, I want you to flip over, amen, to book of Exodus, chapter 20 and verse 3. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3. Are we there yet? "And the Bible says, my brothers and sisters, thou shalt have no other gods before me." Ooh, y'all like that? Let's go back to 1 Kings 18 and 21 says, "And Elijah came unto all the people, and he said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word." Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, tell me, who is your God? Woo. Look at your other neighbor. Tell him, neighbor, tell me, who is your God? All right. My brothers and sisters, as we embrace, amen, another year, as we embrace another opportunity, amen, to give the one who we call our all in all, our today and tomorrow, our Alpha and Omega, as we embark on an embrace another year, my brothers and sisters, tell me, who is your God? As I look through my Bible, my brothers and sisters, I realized that there were a lot of gods in the Bible. And as I looked into the lives of people that I talk to and that I deal with on a daily basis, I saw that there were a lot of different gods. Now what I noticed in the Bible that there are some gods in the Bible that are lowercase, small G-O-D-S. And then I realized that the Almighty God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the God whom we serve, is always capitalized, big G-O-D. We all have little gods in our lives. But tell me, who is your God? Some of us have said, I don't know what I'd do without my children. Little God. I don't know what I'd do without my job. Little God. I don't know what I'd do if my house burned down. Little God. I don't know what I'd do, amen, without my friends. I don't know what I'd do without my wife, my husband. Little God. Tell me, who is your God? Are you depending on your bank account? Little God. Hallelujah, somebody. My brothers and sisters, it's time for us to step in to 2013 with a new mindset. It's time for us to step into this new year focused on the one who created us. That not only created us, but the one that created us then saved us because we messed up. Oh, that's enough right there. We can go home off that right there. Tell me, who is your God? Do you lose your mind? Do you lose your focus when things don't work out? Hey man, when your kid brings home a bad grade, is the fact of them making straight A's or B, is that your God? But then they miss church on Sunday, you don't say a thing about it. You get a truancy letter in the mail, and just because you got to pay $250 because your child's not going to school, you lose your mind, but they never show up for church this morning. Where is my son? Who is your God? He's blessed us with life, health, and strength. He's brought us through danger, seen and unseen. Some of us in here have lost loved ones that were close to us. Amen. But who brought us through? It wasn't a little G-O-D. Woo! It was the big G-O-D. Because all the money in the world couldn't bring your loved one back. But the word tells that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Where does joy come from? Happiness comes from folk, but joy cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. When you were struggling in your relationship and you thought that it was about to be over, but your friends couldn't fix it because you'd already talked to them. Matter of fact, that's who got you messed up, the little G-O-D. But when you called up on the big G-O-D and you fell down on your face and you said, God, I need you to save my marriage. I need you to save my family. The big G-O-D stood up and said, I got your back. Tell me, who is your God? Oh, my brothers and sisters, when you got sick, and I ain't talking about Tylenol sick. I'm not talking about BC powder sick. I'm not talking about Pepto-Bismol sick. But I'm talking about sure enough sick. When they said, well, you got this long to live, and there's really not much we can do. You know what? The prescription wouldn't even fix what was going on with you, but when you called on the big G-O-D, tell me, who is your God? Hallelujah, somebody. Woo. Woo. When they were talking about foreclosing on your house, and you looked in the bank account and it just wasn't there. And you fell down on your knees and you told the Lord about it. I gave it over to the Lord and he worked it out. And then the song said, oh yeah, Jesus can work it out if you let him. Tell me, who is your God? So some of you young men remember when your chest stuck out further than your stomach. You had broad shoulders. You drove that nice ride with leather seats. And as Father Time began to do what it does to all of us, even you young ladies that used to sit up high. Everything was where it should have been, where it ought to be. But Father Time is, and gravity has done what it does to all of us. I'm just keeping it real this morning. I gotta go this route. So some of y'all sanctified folks, amen, you know, you got that other stuff. But see, some of these folks are still out there dabbling a little bit. They need to understand. You thought just because you look good, you know, Tony grows a little beard and you looking all fly this morning. But one day it's gonna fall. One day you're not going to be able to run as fast as you used to run. You're not going to be able to walk around and turn head. Who is your God? It ain't the man in the mirror. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Self messes us up worse than anything. Moses grabbed, amen, the Ten Commandments for us, my brothers and sisters, and the first thing that God said in the commandments was, thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Those little G-O-D. And if you notice, my brothers and sisters, in the right, look in your Bible, King James Version, Ten Commandments, chapter 20, verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Did you see how that's, you see how it's spelled? What is it spelled with? A small G-O-D-S. It's okay to have some things in your life that you love. It's okay to have some things in your life that you cherish. But your number one focus has to be on him. Amen? We serve a we, you know, our God is a jealous God. Amen. What happens when you place these other gods before him? Okay, all right. Children of Israel. Y'all know they were, you know, when Moses went and led the children out of Egypt land and they got to the Red Sea, and the Red Sea opened up, Pharaoh's army behind them, and he just stretched out his rod, and well, they walked over on dry land. Pharaoh's army was sucked up by the water. They were covered. They were killed. They died. Amen. And then they get out into the wilderness, amen, and which was supposed, they were going to the promised land, right? Are y'all with me? That journey was only supposed to take a few days, and that journey took how long? 40 years. And the reason why it took 40 years is because after Moses comes down with the Ten Commandments, are y'all with me? They had a script in order to live. We have a script. We have an instruction manual in order to live right, amen, in order to get where we're trying to go. But they started to deviate from the plan. And then what's so bad about it, even once he goes back to goes up to get the Ten Commandments, comes down, they already have another God. Because Moses took too long. My brother says you have to be patient. He may not come when you want him, but he is always right on time. Amen? Woo! All this good stuff this morning. Well, I'm glad you came this morning, brother. This is a good one right here. You might come back. Tell me who is. That's not God. That's a toy. That's all right, y'all. He's not coming back. That's not the horn. Y'all thought Gabriel was blowing the horn. Did y'all? If that was so, the microphone would have hit the ground because I'd have been gone. Wrap shit up. Oh, amen. But my brothers and sisters, the thing about it is, the reason why, amen, it took them 40 years is because they had other gods. They stopped depending on the big G-O-D and started depending on their own intellect, their own thoughts. Well, my thing is. That's what messed them up. They got impatient. And my brothers and sisters, when you're on the ship, you can't get impatient. Amen? Tell me, who is your God? My brothers and sisters, you can't run from the Lord. No matter how hard you try to run from him, he's an all-seeing God. He's everywhere, all the time. He's wherever you are, that's where he is. Amen? All right. Let me jump over here. Because if I don't do it now, I'm going to drive a long way. I'm going to be like the children of Israel. I'm going to take 40 years to get where we're trying to go this morning. Amen? Because I'm so excited about this word this morning. I want Orange Chapel, each and every person that is here this morning, even each and every person that listens to this on the internet, on the website, I want them to understand this. Look, who is your God? Look at again, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? How long are you going to have two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. And the people answered him not. I like the fact that the people didn't say nothing, because the truth is, my brothers and sisters, a lot of people are confused. We're so used, amen, we're so used, and we're so used to our stuff. How many of y'all have ever been without a vehicle? Isn't that the most horrible thing in the world? Some of us depend on our vehicles more than we depend on the Lord. You'd rather never step foot back in a church than to be without your vehicle. You'd rather have a vehicle than to be here. Say, okay, let me say, okay, y'all, everybody going to lose their car, but with the bus to pick you up and bring you to church every Sunday. Right now, Pastor, we ain't going to do that. That sound a little cultish right there. My brothers and sisters, now let me show y'all about how things get messed up. In this particular time in 1 Kings, we have a new leader that has been influenced. Ahab has been influenced by Jezebel. You ever been in little G-O-D? Ahab, amen, is the new leader. He's the new king. And Jezebel got him all messed up. Anybody here ever been all messed up? That little G-O-D, you can't even feel good in church on Sunday morning because that little G-O-D got your mind? Can't wait to get out of here so I can go get with my good, with my little G-O-D. Now, this particular time, amen, Israel, now that's children of God, right? Now, way back in the Old Testament, back in Exodus, in the commandments tells us to have no other gods before. Now the children of Israel knew this way back then, right? And now we're all the way up to the first Kings. Ahab comes in, gets influenced by this woman. And then they bring in this other god, Baal. Y'all, Baal is something else. Fertility god and all this old crazy stuff. And then they do all of this weird worship and all that stuff. So now Jezebel convinces Ahab, you know what? We'll just have two gods so the people can choose which one. And the truth is the people are confused. How many of y'all know confused people? Now, God is being God all the time because God didn't like what was going on. So what God has done at this particular point, before we get to chapter 18, he's caused a drought in the area. And he tells Elijah, he said, look, I need you to go down there. I need you to go down there. Because I'm finna make it rain. Not that make it rain, fellas, no. But I'm gonna make it rain. It hadn't rained in 3.5 years. So God sends his man of God, his prophet down, amen, to prophesy and to let these people know who the real God is. Are y'all gonna pray with me? We finna close this thing. Chapter 18, verse 1 says, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, that means the third year of the drought, saying, go show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Now, because Jezebel was so off the chain, most men of God were afraid to go to that area because Jezebel, she was killing folk. Because she wanted, amen, this God that she believed in. Because that made her powerful. Who is your God? Your supervisor is not God. Y'all hear me? That one that you think's in charge is not in charge. God's in charge. Yeah, we think Obama's not in charge. God's in charge. Are y'all gonna pray with me? All right, now, Elijah, he's just looking at these people, and he's looking and saying, man, what's wrong with y'all? So then he goes down, let's go down to verse 18 of chapter 18. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now that's plural. Balaam is plural for Baal. Are y'all with me? So he said, listen, fella, y'all got all messed up down here. Now, if you look at the New Living Translation, I'm going to read that in New Living Translation for you, and I'm almost done. He says, I have made no trouble for Israel, Elijah replied. You and your family are the troublemakers, for you have refused to obey the commands of the Lord and have worshipped the images of Baal instead. Now, summon all Israel to join me. Where? At Mount Carmel. Are y'all with me? That's why those churches with the name Mount Carmel, that's really a cool name. Are y'all with me? Along with the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who are supported by Jezebel. So she said, go get Jezebel. I got 850. Jezebel got 850. Bring them all. Because we about to do something. Tell me, who is your God? Oh, this is getting good, boy. We finna get to the good part. I see Brother Ricks back there smiling because he know. Then Elijah said to them, I am the only prophet. Uh-oh. All you need is one. He said, I am the only prophet of the Lord who is left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Now bring two bulls. The prophets of Baal may choose whichever one they wish and cut into pieces and lay it on the wood of their altar without setting fire to it. He says, I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood on the altar, but not set fire to it. And then it says, verse 24, y'all with me? Then call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by setting fire to the wood is the true God. And all people agree. See, the people want to know the truth, y'all. We really want to know the truth on this chapel. The world really wants to know the truth. Who's going to stand up for the Lord? Sometimes you got to go behind enemy lines. Sometimes you have to go into a dangerous place in order to do what the Lord has called you to do. Are y'all going to pray with me? Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, you go first. For there are many of you. Choose one of the bulls and prepare it and call on the name of your God. But don't set fire to the wood. So they prepare one of the bulls and place it on the altar, and they call on the name of Baal from morning, from early in the morning until noontime, shouting, oh, Baal, answer us. But there was no reply of any kind. Then they danced and they hobbled around. But about noontime, Elijah began mocking them and said, you will have to shout louder. He said, listen, Baal, sleep or something. He said, matter of fact, let me give y'all a little cheer to do. He said, y'all do this little cheer for me. We serve Baal. Couldn't be prouder. If you can't hear us, Baal, we're going to shout a little louder. And then they begin to just act crazy and begin to cut on themselves and begin to do all of this crazy stuff. And on all Baal, the altar sitting there with the bull on it, with the wood on it. Amen. Waiting for their God to answer. Are y'all going to pray with me? But there was no answer. Tell me, who is your God? Woo, I'm finna run off. I'm finna take off running. So they shouted louder, following their normal custom, and they cut themselves with knives and swords, and blood began to gush out. See, when you worship another God, when you worship something that's not the true and living God, then you'll hurt yourself. Can I say that one more? When you're worshiping another God, when you're calling on something else other than the true and living God, you will hurt yourself. Oh, my brothers and sisters, afternoon until the evening sacrifice, but there was still no sound and no reply, no response. Then Elijah called to the people. The thing about it is, when they were doing all of this stuff, folks just got tired of looking at it. When you worship something other than God, you know what? Folks get tired of fooling with you. And finally, the people just said, you know what, man, y'all crazy. So Elijah had to call the people back. That's what the book said. Elijah called the people, said, come over here. They crowded around him. And they repaired the altar, because the thing about it is, they got so excited when they were trying to get Baal, they were trying to wake Baal up, they stood up on the altar and broke it down. It's in your Bible. I didn't make this up. Tell me, who is your God? Oh, I feel something. Come on, Tony. Oh, I feel something this morning. So what the crowd had torn up, amen, what the people had tore down, what they had messed up, amen, trying to get something out of nothing. See, when you're trying to get something out of nothing, when you try to get something out of a little G-O-D, you end up with nothing, and you end up tearing not only yourself up, but you tear your stuff up. Are y'all going to pray with me? And then my brother says, he took 12 stones to represent each of the tribes of Israel. And he used the stones to rebuild the altar in the name of the Lord. Then he dug a trench around the altar large enough to hold, amen, about 3 gallons of water. Are y'all going to pray with me? The Bible says that he piled wood on the altar. And he cut the bull into pieces and laid the pieces on the wood. Hallelujah. Ain't God all right? Then he said, fill 4 large jars with water and pour it on the offering, over the offering and on the wood. I feel my help coming, y'all. To tell me who is your God. And then he told him after he poured the water over the altar, my brothers and sisters, he said, I need you to go and I need you to do that one more time. I need you to go and I need you to pour the water over the offering and over.